based on the recent developments that I'm getting from, the person leading on this is actually the Ugandan Minister for Ethics. And his argument is that these organizations are recruiting young girls and boys in schools, and that is the reason why they have to stop them from promoting homosexuality in Uganda.
What has the NGO's response been thus far to this accusation?
So far, I've been trying to get a hold of a news release. It's not been anything in particular that has come out, apart from an email from Frank this afternoon that actually stated that the Ugandan police raided an event and they're condemning the raiding of the event. And I think that this is a follow-on from what the minister said. This is in relation to what happened. There was an event held by a sexual minority of Uganda, which was raided by the police. The activists actually reacted today, and based on this, the minister is saying that he's going to have a crackdown on any organizations. And just to clarify, he's not specifically saying gay organizations. He is saying that any organizations that promote homosexuality, so which means that any organization that does not just LGBT work in Uganda, but does MSM work in the area of HIV, will have to close. Because basically what he's saying is, if you do anything for men who are sex with men, or gay people, or lesbians, or women who are sex with women, you're committing a crime.
And did he put forth a list of organizations already that he wanted to shut down, or has he not determined yet who he wants to shut down?
There's no list about who will be facing this. But again, it's clear what the agenda would be. It's clear who will pay the price for this. It's very clear that it's going to be sexual minority. Uganda will be the first coverage because they've been very vocal, they've been very out there. And also it's going to be so many other organizations that are doing, that are providing HIV services for men who are sex with men in Uganda that will have to either close, go underground, or face persecution.
Earlier this year, a prominent gay rights activist in Uganda was killed. Do you think this might put gays in Uganda in more danger of violence and things like that?
Yeah, it will surely do that, because the moment the minister comes out and makes such statements, then what we're going to have is a form of jungle justice, which is the case we're seeing now in Cameroon, with the same situation that happened in Cameroon this week, where a gay event was hijacked by the police, who were beaten, and there was bloodshed.